Welcome to Jerusalem, the holy city. Standing here, looking east towards the rising sun, the view of the Mount of Olives is superb. And what momentous events it's witnessed. At the bottom, there's the Garden of Gethsemane, which witnessed the anguish and betrayal of Jesus. And at the summit, the sight of his glorious ascension. Tragedy and triumph indeed. But let's turn the clock back 1,000 years from then. Another tragedy this time. Can we see him? King David, his entire household, and all his court officials fleeing for their lives from Jerusalem. They've just received news that Absalom, one of David's sons, has staged a coup against him. Absalom is on his way to seize the throne, to kill his father David. So David and his party are fleeing down across the brook Kidron in deepest anguish of spirit. They're at the bottom of the Mount of Olives now, probably treading the very ground which will later be the Garden of Gethsemane. 1,000 years later, Jesus himself will also be in the deepest anguish here, betrayed by one of his closest friends too. And up the Mount of Olives they climb. At any moment, Absalom's men may be setting off in hot pursuit. David's party are still in sight of Jerusalem. At the top, a stupendous view opens before them. The awesome desolation of the Judean wilderness as it falls far down to the Jordan Valley in the distance. The Dead Sea glimmers in the setting sun. And ever on they rush, ever downwards now towards the River Jordan. There they receive a message from the informers that David's left behind at his court. Cross the river at once, don't delay. But now, once over the river, fresh danger looms. They're aiming for Mahanaim, probably moving up this valley through which the river Jabbok flows. I'm right here now. But this is enemy territory. David's been at war with the inhabitants only recently. So enemies behind, and now enemies probably all around. Psalm 2 describes David's reactions at this time. O Lord, how many are my foes! How many are rising up against me! Many are saying of me, God will not deliver him. Ever on they trudge. This is such a dark and gloomy valley, where centuries earlier Jacob had wrestled with God. At any moment David could be struck down from enemies lurking in the darkness or from his own son in hot pursuit. The valley of the shadow of death indeed. Could this be the moment that was in his mind when he later wrote his great psalm, "The Lord is my shepherd"? Well, would the Lord be his shepherd on this occasion? What reception would David receive in Mahanaim? Would his enemies have gathered to strike him down? He needn't have worried. When he arrived, Barzillai, an old man of 80, had gathered together some other loyal friends of David, and they provided a fine feast for him and his followers. The Lord had indeed been with him through the valley of the shadow of death, and now he'd spread a table for him in the presence of his enemies. So perhaps David's great 23rd Psalm owes much to this turbulent event. It's certainly been a source of the greatest comfort to millions through the ages, and all because the Lord permitted David to experience such a time of testing. So let's trust that our own times of trial and testing are under God's control. Who knows just what blessings he can bring out of them for ourselves and for others.